Where do we get the word alphabet from? That's easy, right? The Greek alphabet. Alphabet, alpha, beta. But where did the Greeks get their alphabet from? Hebrew. Yeah, the language of the God of the Bible. In Hebrew, the first two letters are Aleph Bet, which is where the Greeks got Alpha Beta from. And the Hebrew language is so cool. It's potentially 3,500 years old, and it's such a brilliant use of language. From people that long ago? In English, everything is phonetic, right? Cat. K-at. That's it. No other meanings. But Hebrew works in at least three dimensions, maybe four, maybe even more. Watch this. The first dimension. It is phonetic, just like English. But in Hebrew, the letters are also pictures. They're pictographic. An example, the sixth letter of the Hebrew alphabet is the letter Vav. Vav stands for nail or post, like a tent peg. Third dimension. Each letter has a numerical value. A, Aleph is 1, B, Bet is 2. So the numbers, in addition to being pictures and having a phonetic sound, a lot of times they add up to equal something relative to the word it's constructing.
Take the Hebrew word for father. Av, Aleph, Bet. 1, 2, equals 3. Hebrew word for mother. Aim, Aleph, Mem. 1, 40, equals 41. Sum of 3 and 41, 44. Hebrew word for child. All right, mother, father, child, yelled. That's 10, 30, and 4, 44.
The fourth dimension, the way that the letters are arranged, have a meaning, which is what we're going to cover today with the Hebrew word for truth, emet. This is so cool. It's so cool. Okay. Emet is the word for truth, and it is three letters. Aleph, Mem, Tav. Aleph, which is the first letter and the number 1, represents God. The pictograph is an ox head. It is the authority or the strength. So Aleph is the oneness of God, the first, the source, the father. The second letter, Mem, means water. Water, which is vital to life. You have to drink water or you will die. If you get dirty, how do you get clean? Water. If you're wounded, you rinse it with water. Running water. John chapter 4, verse 10. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. And if you stop drinking water, you will die. If you refuse to drink of the water that Jesus provided." The third letter of emet is tav. Tav is the final letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So in English, we have Z. In Hebrew, they have tav. It is the final letter. It is the completion. It also means a mark, a sign, an omen, or seal. It is the symbol of truth, perfection, and completion. It represents the restoration of all of existence. Jesus is the tav. He is the final letter, which represents a covenant, a seal, a mark, and completion, perfection, restoration. And the pictograph for the letter tav is a door. John chapter 10, verse 9. I am the door. I am the Tav. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And it gets better. In Proto-Hebrew, ancient Hebrew, the letter Tav was an X, a mark, an X, or a cross. And then the cross changed to a door. It was the idea of salvation, that Jesus would give us salvation on the cross. And by doing so, he became the door to eternal life. A message echoed by the Passover prophecy, where the blood of the lamb over the doorway to your house caused death to pass over. The blood painted over the door in the shape of the letter Tav. Final level, and this is where it all comes together. The Hebrew word for truth is emet, aleph mem tav. The Hebrew word for dead is met, mem tav. The only difference between these two words is the aleph, the presence of God. With the presence of God, we have truth and life. Remove God, we only have death. Dead is defined as deprived of life. Dead is the lack of life. And we have life because He lives. People want to know where life came from? God, the Aleph. He created life. With Him, we have life and truth. And without Him, there is no truth and there is no life.